Let's Get Moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. Semi-annually, we have this shift in our clocks. And if you're someone who doesn't sleep well already, this can be a big problem. Joining me today to talk about daylight saving time is Dr. Andrew Naiman. He is a sleep physician and a spokesperson for the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. Thank you for being with me today.
Thank you very much, Maria. I appreciate it.
Let's start out, doctor, and just talk about what the problems people are already seeing with sleep. I mean, are most Americans getting a good night's sleep?
In general, no. So as a country, we are sleep deprived. And so a call to action to try to really encourage our sleep quality is key.
So let's talk about what happens when we do launch our body clock forward an hour or back an hour. What tends to happen when we make these changes?
Sure. So just to kind of add some flavor to this, the American Academy of Sleep Medicine just recently came out with a position statement regarding this very topic. And in that position statement, they wanted to replace daylight savings time with permanent standard time to get rid of this back and forth. And primarily related to, there are essentially, this has now been endorsed by 20 medical, scientific, and advocacy organizations. And the caveat to all of this is, folks that still want to make it permanent is creating some challenges for some members of our community. Specifically, our natural human circadian biology is in alignment with our sunrise and sunset in our environment. And so when we're shifting or we impose a shift, taking us out of alignment, it can create some challenges. So the ASM really cautions current evidence best supports the adoption of a year-round standard time. And it calls on legislature to really review the potential ramifications, that will affect all Americans if we do this daylight savings time. In a recent, I don't know if y'all are aware, but the Sunshine Protection Act being heralded in the Senate or reintroduced is trying to make permanent daylight savings time throughout the United States. And this is actually, there's a companion bill actually occurring in the House wanting the same thing. But the studies are consistent in showing that daylight saving time changes will create sleep disruption. So in other words, if you, for in the morning, you're going to be dark longer in the morning. And then during the, in the evenings, you're going to be bright light exposure later in the evenings. So what does that create? So with that longer dark periods in the morning, you're going to have problems waking up, going to school, go to work, really a significant impact to our kids and folks in high school who already have problems. But when you think about what it does to you, from the morning side, with that longer dark period, kids will go to the bus stop in the dark, they'll walk to school in the dark, they'll drive in the dark to go to school. So a significant impact in how it may affect safety for children. And so those long, dark mornings, just to give some context to this, that winter sunrise is now being shifted. And so we're dark later. So winter sunrises for a majority of the United States, if daylight savings time is made permanent, will occur, well after 8 o'clock in the morning. For some states like Montana, North Dakota, and Michigan, as late as 9:30. In like Minneapolis, 9 o'clock, and New York City, 8:20. So a lot to be said about enforcing daylight savings time and really trying to get us to a more standard time, which aligns our circadian rhythms.
Until that happens, though, what are some things that we can do maybe to make this transition, if we want to call it that, a little bit easier each time we do change the clocks?
So, you know, I like to always, you know, the ASM was to really make this an opportunity for us to enhance our sleep. And that's what I do in my practice as well. So what does that mean? Well, when you go to bed, when it's getting dark, you know, and you're going to bed at your natural time, push the clock back early an hour when it comes to daylight savings time. Do it right then and there. You know, maintain your standard wake up time and see what that extra hour of sleep will do for you. You know, a lot of folks can't imagine that extra hour of sleep has motivated them to try to get even more sleep. So for folks like us in sleep medicine, making it an opportunity to really improve our sleep length, which will reduce our chronic sleep debt, and that is beneficial to our bodies.
Let's go back for just a second. You said sure. Most Americans are sleep deprived. So let's talk about why that is and how we can improve this.
Sure. Well, there's another mechanisms why we're sleep deprived, but time in bed is probably the biggest one. And turning off bright light exposure when we go to bed, okay? Then the other thing, like TVs and telephones, that bright light exposure, similar to when we are, you know, going to bed with the daytime shift, where we're having bright light exposure later, that in itself is associated with sleep loss because you can't go to sleep as well as you could when it was darker at night. Now it's brighter later, so you're going to bed later. By going to bed later, you have also more disruptive sleep because of that light exposure, and that creates even more sleep loss. That's the same thing you experience with Americans having their cell phones on and TVs on in their bedtime, which creates a lot of disruption. So you can see how these two processes mirror one another.
Yeah. How did we get into this? Televisions in our bedrooms. I mean, I know how we got into our phones in our bedrooms, but like, how did we get into this situation to begin with? Is it total marketing or we're spoiled or what do you think? I mean, it just seems like such a strange situation how we ever decided that it was okay to have TVs in our bedrooms.
Oh, I think TVs in the bedroom and those light emitting devices are really challenging and has created that disruption. The how and the why we got into that, unknown. But, you know, for me, and part of this whole premise of preserving our sleep quality and making standard time the right approach for across the United States is key. I think what's really interesting is that what are the side effects of this losing that 1 hour of sleep and, you know, creating, like we're talking about an increased risk, increased motor vehicle accidents, medical errors, cardiovascular events, and mood disruptions. Other problems like strokes and hospital admissions, as well as your own body with sleep loss, has more inflammation, kind of our own body's response to stress. So one of the very, some recent research has demonstrated that with the daylight savings time shift, that during the shift, like during the spring, when we spring forward, during the first few days, there's a 6% increase in motor vehicle fatalities. There's also other research demonstrating an 18% increased risk, particularly the first week after the time shift, springing forward, where we lose that hour, and medical errors related, medical events related to human error. And so really an impactful thing when you think about losing an hour of sleep. But some of those things are really challenging for us as a community, and we really have to be, you know, the public really has to say we want to help preserve our health, our quality, and our safety by really making standard time permanent.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's also challenging because we're so used to being sleep deprived that we don't actually see some of the signs that could lead to something like stroke.
Right. And I think that's what, going back to that, if we just don't recognize what ongoing sleep debt does to us, right?
Right.
And so as a result of that, if we're constantly in sleep debt, trying to get that extra hour of sleep when that time shift in daytime, that's, when we're trying to shift our clocks that 1 hour that I mentioned, may be a really good opportunity that you really are taking on a better quality of life and a better health approach for yourself.
So before I let you go, let's leave our listeners with some tips for getting a better night's sleep and for adjusting to the change in the time. What would be just a few simple things you would tell people that they should do just to improve their sleep?
Sure. I would say what we always say is make the bedtime a sleep time. Take away all distractors out of the bedroom, especially bright light or light emitting devices, as much as you can. Standardize your time. Pick a time to bed and time to wake that you try to live by nightly. So when daylight saving time comes and you're shifting back that 1 hour, like when you go to bed, you bring it back an hour, then wake up at your standard time, you've just gained an hour in the winter. And so that shift in the spring may not be as challenging. Preparing yourself for that seasonal change is very important as well.
How many hours of sleep should we be getting? I hear people say, oh, I can only sleep about 6 hours. How many should we be getting?
We should be getting 7 hours sleep minimum. And that is what we try to promote from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. If there are challenges when you get way too little sleep, and if you are getting too much sleep, and it can make sleep more frustrating. So for instance, in the person that may be a really good sleeper, and they do in fact impose that earlier 1 hour sleep time to their clock, that they may actually get frustrated by spending too much time in bed. So in those folks, it may not be the best idea.
Any final thoughts you'd like to leave us with?
Reach out, go to the ASM website. I think it provides really some helpful tips on proper sleep hygiene. Also, please encourage folks to try to get the permanent standard time as a ways to avoid the shifting of early 1 hour or later 1 hour when we have to spring forward and fall back.
Doctor, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
My guest today has been Dr. Andrew Naiman. He's a sleep physician and the spokesperson for the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. And thank you for joining us today for Let's Get Moving. Make sure you check us out on our socials at Instagram. Moving Maria is where you'll find us there. And at Let's Get Moving with Maria on Facebook, you'll find a lot of great tips for fitness. We're talking exercise, nutrition, some fun recipes, and also ways to improve your mental health. Again, thanks for joining us.